भी विवाद वाले से एक साथ में संबंध होगा। कृष्ण मेरे ये संबंध कैसे आएगा? इच्छा प्रणाली के द्वारा भूले भटके जीवों को सदगुरु आचार्य इस दीक्षा प्रणाली के द्वारा दिव्य ज्ञान अर्थात कृष्ण के साथ में हमारा संबंध पक्का कर देगा। जिसका यह संबंध नहीं होता दीक्षा का, वो एकांतिक रूप में भजन नहीं कर सकता। वो तो इसी के फेर में वो घूमता रह जाएगा कि दुर्गा है, काली है, शंकर है, गणेश है, किसका भजन करे, किसका भजन न करे, सभी को एक ही जगह में रख करके भजन करे, उसका कोई स्थिर विचार ही नहीं हो सकता। इसलिए वैष्णव की या संतों में ये दीक्षा की प्रणाली है। इस तरह से दीक्षा लेने के बाद में संबंध ज्ञान के साथ में भजन करते करते उसमें कृष्ण में आए कि कृष्ण मेरे हैं और उस संबंध से भजन करने सहज ही भवसागर हो गया। यह वसुदेव जी का देवकी का कृष्ण के प्रति ऐसा संबंध क्यों हुआ, क्यों उनके कर्म में आए, इसी सब को दिखलाने के लिए जिस पद्धति से हम भगवान को पा सकते हैं, हमारा ये जन्म जन्मांतर का ये जो आना आवागमन है ये दूर हो सकेगा, इस पद्धति को दिखलाने के लिए जगत में वास्तविक एक धर्म है, दो धर्म नहीं, वही आत्मधर्म कहलाता है। वो धर्म क्या है? सबके साथ में प्रेम का संबंध, कृष्ण के साथ ही प्रेम का संबंध, ये कृष्ण ही प्रेम की प्रतिमूर्ति है। इसी के लिए प्रेम में आए, इस प्रेम को दिखलाने के लिए जहां भी जाएंगे प्रेम का तारतम्य से ये सब कुछ लीलाएं उनकी है, प्रेम के तारतम्य पर निर्भर। इसलिए हम लोग इस परंपरा के साथ में चलेंगे, भजन करेंगे और जीवन में सुखी रहने की चेष्टा करेंगे। किसी प्रकार से जो हम काम कर रहे हैं अपना कर्तव्य है, उस कर्तव्य को करते हुए अपना जीविका पालन करेंगे, जीविका का निर्वाह है। और भीतर से यही भाव रहेगा कैसे हम राम भगवान को प्राप्त कर सकें, कैसे आत्मा की अनुभूति हो, परमात्मा की अनुभूति, यही हमारे जीवन का सार है। इसके बाद में अपने जहाँ जैसा जो जहाँ स्थिति है वो तो अपने स्थान पर आता हुआ अपने कर्तव्यों का निर्वाह करो। किस रूप में सुख दुख आएंगे, हानि लाभ जीवन मरण जस अपजस विधि हानि, लाभ करने पर जरूरी नहीं है कि आपको जस मिल ही जाएगा, पूर्व कर्मों का भी संबंध है। इसलिए हानि लाभ जीवन मरण जैसा है उसमें रहते हुए अपने कर्तव्य का निर्वाह करते हुए आत्मधर्म के पथ पर। संक्षेप में आज हमने थोड़ा सा नाम की महीना बदली है तो देखिए आप लोगों को बैठने में भी कष्ट होता है।
हम चैतन्य चैतामृत, हम उत्कल खंड पुराण, हम अदर्श विच आर मोर ऑथेंटिक। तो ये सुन टू थ्री गुंडी चैनल
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु वॉश एंड क्लेंस द टेंपल इन ग्रेट जुबिलेशन चैंटिंग द होली नेम ऑफ कृष्ण।
नाउ इट इज 8 आफ्टर
All the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendentally beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, he even cleansed with those tears.
138. Yeah. तीन काकर कुटा लागिला कुड़ाई ते के कतो कुड़ाए सब एकत्र करीब जार अल्प तार ठाई पीठा पाना लेगा। हेमत सपुरी कैल शोधन निर्मल शीतल जल कैल निजेनो मन हो 12th chapter 131 आपने बसिया माझे आपन आर हाथे तीन काकर कूटा लागी ला कुड़ाई
हेलो हां I picked up all kinds of straw, grains of sand, and dirty things. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was picking up the straws and grains of sand, he said, I shall gather everyone's collections, and I shall ask whoever has collected less than all the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. In this way, all the quarters of the Gandhisha temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind.
When any purpose of this Sital Kaila Jano Nijaman 133 Mahaprabhu made it very clear for so much fresh, like his heart. Mahaprabhu himself telling that my mind, my heart is same. Anirman, man, more man Vrindavan. My heart is Vrindavan. So my heart and Vrindavan is same. So his brooming, he is making clear all these things. Anya vilashita sunyam jnana karma jnana pratam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. All desires other than Krishna serving, we should try to finish. Jnana, karma, yog, tapasya, all should go away. Only one pointed serving Krishna should be there. No problem at all. A problem, we should keep our feet on the heads of problems. Guru does not want to hear all these things. He wants that you should make it clear. And where you cannot do, oh, I will do. So, today is now 8. Time is over. From tomorrow, we will try to come more earlier and to...
Tomorrow also drama.
They should do.
Hare Krishna, for the time I can...
Cholai, you know? Disciple. Gurudev told that, bring a glass of water. Are you hearing? Yes, I am hearing. But he could not brought. Then he asked, oh, bring a glass of water. Hearing, yes. But he was not going to bring. Rachel just told again, oh, why you are not bringing water? Because you told that you are hearing or not, only that. So I heard it. No need of telling so much. I am not deaf. I am hearing what you are telling. But this is not hearing. You should hear like, not like this. Oh, hearing, yes. You are singing, yes. No. If you are following, bringing water. If Gurudev is telling you, oh, have you brought water? Yes. From where you are? Oh, I brought from this drain. Because this is also water. But it is not drinking water. And he brought what? Very cold water. Oh, this is not sevak. This is only bak. What meaning of bak? Only crane, standing one feet, leg. And what is he is not doing any austerities, but he is austerities for fishes only. or he will see an oh, like this. So try to hear, and if you are following, then you can hear. You should, if any you are Kirtan doing, also try to think its meaning, what is the meaning, and follow. Then your all problems will go away, you will be happy. There was a dog. He said, "Not going." Oh, now he is careful. There was a dog. And he surrendered himself to his very powerful master. His master was very powerful, very rich, wealthy. And he had 2-3 guns, also pistol with him. Now, dog has nothing to do for his meal, his milk, his anything. He has no pocket at all. Dogs, those who have surrendered. And they have nothing to care for their meal, for their sleeping, for their anything. Nothing. So, when he goes to walk his master, he also goes with him. But in the way of very ferocious dogs, very bigger. What dogs? Hounds dog. Oh, they want to attack on that. But he is not fearing. Why? The master has some. And if they will come and attack, then what he will do? So he is jumping and also going to quarrel with them. Why? Because he knows that his master is very powerful. So, anyone, if surrender to Krishna, he should know that Krishna is very powerful. Then he will be always happy. No problem is there. Life maintaining, also it depends on Krishna, because he has fully surrendered. So in all way, if any devotee is surrendered by the 6 limbs of Saranagati, why he should be worry for his maintenance and anything? Then he will cut off his pocket. He will cut off his all attachment to anything. But God, this dog is not fully surrendered. Oh, master has some chains. Why? Why he has chains? Though he is surrendered in so many things, but there is some defect. If he will lose his chain, and then he will, where he will run away? To beaches, sea dogs. And then he will forget his master and everything, and he will go there to enjoy. So master is very powerful and very clever and also very intelligent. That is why sometimes in the night he gets it that he will do God of whole night. And he is not any time worry for his meal and all other things. But if he will give up his chain, then something wrong. Because he is not surrendered. But devotees are more superior than that. So devotees should be like that. His meal, his maintaining of life, or about bhakti, everything he will depend on master. And master is not ordinary. He is himself Krishna, all powerful, very merciful. He will protect you, save you. He will give you anything you desire. So if you are surrendered soul, and if you are worried for your maintenance and for other things, then no Saranagat. If anyone is Saranagat, to Krishna. But when anything, any trouble, any sickness, anything comes, and then, save me to other persons. Why? Krishna is so powerful, he can resolve all your problems. Then why to worry? So we should try to be like that. If any devotee like this, always chanting, remembering, he will be always happy. Jayatma samprasidati. If anyone is doing bhakti, he must be happy forever. Also what thing? He must be detached from worldly life because he has some taste. There is sugar cane and there is rasagolla, saturated with rasa. High class of, and very good fragrant is there, very sweet, everywhere saturated rasa. Will he take sugar cane or he will take rasagolla? So, param drishtva nivartate. If anyone is practicing bhakti yoga means rasa. Transcendental rush. If he is testing that, why he will be attached to worldly things? Never. So we should try to realize all this. If we are chanting, remembering, we are advancing in Krishna consciousness, we will be always happy. No problem. Detesting will come and you will be always happy. You are doing all things, but always very unhappy, very unhappy. And no detachment is coming from worldly desires. You want to collect all these things which nonsense and rascals are collecting. Then what is this? No bhakti at all. You are cheating yourself and cheating your Gurudev and Krishna. But Krishna and Gurudev is not a thing to be cheated. There will be never. You will be cheated. So bhakti is like a current. Current must, it should not stop. Then it is not river. Always flowing. Always. Otherwise, the water will be rotten. So bhakti, begins from Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, all the existence. And as much as it will develop, all the qualities of Vaishnava will come, detachment will also come from worldly things, and you will be much more happier. So, these are the symptoms. So we should try it now. Today is car festival. What is car festival? Our heart is like car. And if you can pray Krishna that you should come and you can sit on in my heart. Like gopis, they were praying to Krishna in Kurukshetra, you should come and sit in our heart. Heart is that Vrindavan. So, where is coming from this story or this upakhyan? I told you yesterday, I hint, that the king Indradyumna, his wife Gundicha, he heard from high class of devotees who were going here and there in all holy places. For one night they were there and they heard the glories of Neel Madhav. If anyone had darshan of Neel Madhav, oh, he must be liberated, and he will go to Vaikuntha. King decided, and he wanted to ask that where is the way, in what side, but in the meantime, in night they have left, so he could not ask whereabouts of that Nilmadhav. King decided to anyhow search and to go and to take darshan. His priest or the son of his priest, Vidyapati, very intelligent. And also he called his all officials, commanders, and divided them one side. One will go to east, another to west, south, north, east and north, and then southeast, like these four corners, up and down. So 10 directions he sent to all, and told that you should come within 3 months, discovering. And those who will really search and will tell where about, oh, I should give him so much wealth and position. He sent his priest's son, Vidyapati, very young, very beautiful, having all the qualities, to east. East. Or from Madhya Pradesh to east side. They all started. After 3 months, all returned, but only Vidyapati. From east side, he never returned. He was worried. Anyone could not search him and know where about. What Vidyapati doing? Went and went and went. Huh? Oh, up to ocean in east side. There, one day he was searching of Nilmadhav, where he is. He, when he was on the bank of ocean, a very beautiful village on the bank of ocean, and oh, there was a mountain, so many flowers there, so many trees. The persons there, very high class of persons. Now, it was about to night. He wanted to stay in that village. He went to any person and told that, today in night, I want to rest anywhere. Oh, they told that, our commander of this village, Vishwapati, Vishwabasu. Vishwabasu, though he is like Sabarman Shudra, but he was very qualified person. So you can go, any person needy or any travelers, anyone, Atithi, guest comes, oh, he goes to his house. And he is very humble, very liberal. You must go there. He went there. He saw that the house owner was not there, but he's a very beautiful girl of 16, very beautiful. She was. He opened the door. Oh, you can wait for my father. My father is not here. He has gone outside anywhere. He will come. And then he will arrange everything. So you should wait outside. He was waiting. After some time, after 2, 3, 4 hours, oh, the father of that girl came. A very beautiful, sweet fragrance was coming from his body. And some tilak was there, very beautiful. So fragrant that he was attracted. When he came and saw that there is a quest here, oh, He became thankful and told that, "Oh, excuse me, I made late. So now you can come." His girl also came, and they both took that quest inside the room, and they told that, "Oh, they arranged his meal and all things, beds and everything. He took his meal and he rested there, but thinking, from where this fragrance beautiful never I have felt in my whole life." And girl was so beautiful also. Girl was attached to this boy. He was so beautiful. And also he was of young age. So, her father told that, "Oh, you should take care of this young boy. He's very beautiful and qualified, and he's Brahmin by caste. Very intelligent. So you should take care." Next day, again in the morning, he went from where he has come. And he has told that his daughter that, "Don't tell this fact to anyone. Keep it secret, very, very secret." He went, and in evening, again he came, like very fresh, very fragrant again. After some time, newly means Jankar, knowingly, he began to have so much love for that girl, knowingly. He was married, but he was knowingly, so much affection for that girl. She was so much attached that he requested her father that, "I want to marry this young person." He allowed and he married his girl to this. Now he has become his son-in-law. One day, in secret, this Vidyapati told to her, his wife, "Oh, I want to know where your father goes daily and how fragrant coming." So tell, "That I cannot tell." "Oh, you cannot tell to me? You are one to me. You are none different to me. You must tell. I am your husband, you know." "Then you will have to promise that you will have not to tell anyone." "Wife should not tell like this. He should not tell like this. You are very chaste wife." Then he was silent. "I'm telling, he is going to worship any deity. Can you tell what deity name? My father has forbidden me not to do. But yet I'm telling because you are my husband. He's going to Neel Madhav." Hearing the name, he became very happy. Now some souls are to come. And he was having began to show his love and affection to that his wife. And he showed such that she told everything, that my father goes in morning and comes in evening, and again he goes. Then he told, "Can you tell me in what way he goes? So request your father that you should take your son in love with you. In evening, in night when his father returned, then he requested her, Father, I want that you should take my husband with you to Neel Madhav. He wants to take only darshan." He was not ready. Then she told that, "I will take poison, I will die in front of you if you are not ready. It means I am not your daughter, lovely daughter." When she was ready to take poison, these are the most powerful weapon of what? Ladies. "I will die. I will take poison. I will suicide." Then husband first too. Oh, you can take my everything. This is most powerful. Then his father told us, no, I don't want that. You should die. So I will take him with me, but there is some condition that I will bind his eyes with black putty. Then, oh, he told us, yes, you can bind putty, black putty here. And on Bulakart, oh, giving putty black, and he took that his son-in-law with him. Oh, the wife was also very clever and also intelligent. She gave some oil sheet, master sheet, that keep it in your pocket. And now it is rainy season. And if you will keep one to hold way, after some time, plants of oil sheet will come and they will be in blossom, very yellow flowers, and very easily